of this much maligned decade, some of the greatest pop tunes of all time were realized. There's so much material to celebrate and spoof, you may have to go back a second time. Go back to the 80s with the Mayfield Dinner Theater, November 10 to January 31st. Tickets at the Mayfield Dinner Theater and online at mayfieldtheater.ca.
CHED, 630 CHED, Edmonton's breaking news and conversation station.
Good morning from the 630 CHED 24-hour news center. I'm Scott C. Bourgeois. At 11 o'clock, it is minus 7 degrees in Edmonton. The price of oil is dropping as the price of gas at the pumps, rather, to levels we have not seen since 2008, according to at least one analyst. Dan McTagg with GasBuddy.com tells 630 CHED's Brenton Dreger, while the Middle East plays a role in the price of crude, we do need to look within our own borders for a solution.
I think the external thing is always going to be there, but I think our greatest struggle is the negatives from so many premiers across this country on getting Canadian oil to markets and really second-guessing the importance of crude in terms of maintaining and upholding Canadian prosperity and all of our programs and infrastructure.
McTagg says if you're wondering when the price of gas will go back up, you just need to keep an eye on the United States. Fort Saskatchewan RCMP have identified the man whose remains were found in a burned-out car in Lamont County January 10th. 38-year-old Junior Morris Laidley of Edmonton had been reported missing a few days later. Police are looking for information from anyone who may have known of Laidley's whereabouts in the week preceding his death. You can see his picture at 630ched.com. Edmonton police have laid charges against three people after a woman was found dead in a downtown basement suite. As 630 CHED's Thomas Dias reports, it took place back on December 12th.
Police were called to the scene near 107th Avenue and 106th Street around 10 o'clock that night. The officers say they were told by the primary occupant of the suite that two men had broken in demanding valuables at knife point and fired a gun in the process, killing 28-year-old Yvette Lydia Morin. But investigators are now accusing the victim of being the one who pulled the trigger. 53-year-old Donat Albert has been charged with manslaughter with a firearm, careless storage of a firearm, and obstruction. The original suspects, 29-year-old Jonathan Bass and Johnny Jackknife, are now facing robbery charges, among others. Thomas Dias, 630 CHED News.
A mass shooting at a school in La Loche, Saskatchewan, is casting a shadow over Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's final day at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Trudeau talked about it when he met with Lebanese Prime Minister Taman Salam this morning. Four people were killed, a number of others wounded. A lone male suspect was taken into custody in the community on Friday. Salam lamented the tragedy.
Those incidents are taking place everywhere nowadays, as if they have become the fashion.
Trudeau told Salam the tragedy has seen Canadians pull together yet again for a community in need of support. Prime Minister says the question now is how to prevent such violence in the future. Helicopter taxis are back in business as a popular film festival gets underway in Utah. Todd Ant takes a look at the latest service being offered by Uber.
Traffic can be difficult for visitors getting from the Salt Lake City Airport to the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, so Uber is offering helicopter rides for those who want to get there fast and have the cash to pay. But that option was put on hold when a cease and desist order was issued from a Utah sheriff. There were complaints about the landings in a rural field beloved by Sandhill Cranes, not far from homes. A judge decided prosecutors didn't have enough evidence for a restraining order that would have grounded the choppers. So Uber Air is back in business for now. The company is charging $200 one way during the day and $300 at night. Todd Ant, ABC News.
Checking 630 CHED Sports, defenseman Brandon Davidson joined a long list of Oiler players on the injured list. He was placed on IR after getting hurt in the loss to Dallas, rather. That opens the door for former Oil King Griffin Reinhardt, who's been recalled from Bakersfield, the AHL, where he had a goal and 5 points in 14 games. Currently out for the Oilers, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Oscar Klefbom, and Connor McDavid. Teddy Purcell says they don't have the depth to be successful through a bad string of injuries.
We're not at the stage yet where we're deep enough to continue losing guys. But guys are resilient and they're stepping up, taking on bigger roles. And we're working our tails off and trying to do the right thing. But it's really tough when you see a lot of key guys go down so much.
McDavid is expected to return after the All-Star break. The Oilers have one more game to play before then. That's tonight at home to Nashville. Game time is 8 o'clock. Face-off show at 6:30 right here on 6:30 Ched. Checking 6:30 Ched weather, mainly clear today. High of minus 3. Clouds roll in this evening for a low of minus 9. Things will clear off again tomorrow for a high of minus 4, minus 1, and sunny for Monday, plus 3 with a mix of sun and cloud for Tuesday. In Edmonton, it is currently minus 7 degrees. Your next report at 11:30. I'm Scott C. Bourgeois for 6:30 Ched, Edmonton's breaking news and conversation station.
The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 Ched. You may talk to the experts by calling 780-496-0063 on 630 Ched.
Good morning. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. Always look forward to today's show when I have Dr. Nizar Saab with me because he's such a great guest. We were having a little conversation off the air. In fact, we're chatting away so much, we almost, if it wasn't for Bernard here giving me the heads up that the show's going, we'd still be sitting and chit-chatting about his last trip to Australia. But Dr. Nizar, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Daryl. It's always good to be here. It's fun.
Nice to have you, yeah. Now, your center, the City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic, started off as a chiropractic shop. That's the foundation of it. But then you've added some extra things to it. And just before we get started, I want you to tell me a little bit about what makes your shop really unique and how you help people out. And we've got some really interesting things for people. If you're experiencing some sort of pain, if you've been living with something that you're wondering, do I really need to be living with this? Is there a way I can get past this? You want to talk to Dr. Nizar Saab from City Center Health. You've heard him on the show before. Every time we have this show, his switchboard goes crazy. So if you've been listening over the years to Dr. Niz and you keep thinking, okay, next time he comes on, I'm going to go in, I'm going to get this looked at, I'm going to get this checked out, I'm going to see if there's something he can do for me. And you don't take down the phone number and you don't call, and they usually take 20 new patients per show as they're doing today. You might have missed out. So we want to make sure you get the number right off the bat. And there are people there. Jolene and Donnie are standing by right now. So if you want to call and book an appointment and make sure you get in to talk to Dr. Niz, if you call today, because of the fact that he's on the air today, whenever he has the show and he's on the air, he gives his new patients a $50 reduction off the new patient exam. So it's a perfect time to call in. And really, if you've been living with something for a long time, you think, why am I living with this? Maybe you don't need to. You want to talk to Dr. Niz, the phone number, 780-422-1087. 422-1087. You can give him a call. You can also find out more at citycenterhealth.com. That's citycenter, C-E-N-T-R-E, health.com. Find out all the everything they have to offer people. And so let's talk a little bit about that. Some of the things that we wanted to talk about that kind of set you guys apart, make you a little bit different. Decompression therapy, peripheral neuropathy, those are a couple of things you specialize in. And you've been able to help a lot of people over the years.
Yeah, those are, we'll start with decompression therapy. Low back pain is so prevalent in society. I think the numbers are the mid to high 90% of people will be getting low back pain. And just because of the posture that the human species is using nowadays, which is a forward flexion, we call it, which essentially means we sit and we stick our head too far forward.
Right.
It puts so much weight on the bones, the vertebrae in our spine and our discs as well. So we're seeing a lot of disc injuries, disc injuries, disc herniations, anything with sciatica or bulging discs, or we see a lot of what we call degenerative disc disease nowadays more than ever.
So you use the term disc injuries. We're talking, you don't just strain your back. You can actually hurt your back. You can cause...
Yeah, so if there's a trauma, some people get in accidents, they have a trauma, direct impact to their low back. It can blow a disc, as we call it, or bulge a disc. And then there's the more insidious, the chronic, the sitting for a long period of time. We've had a patient recently. He's a very active runner. He runs marathons. And he started, he's in his mid-40s, and he started experiencing what we would think of shin splints, pain in the shin, but like a vice grip. Vice grip is in his leg, feeling it going down his leg. After further examination, we realized it was actually a disc injury. And he's only 46, 47 years old. And that wasn't something that happened right away. It was something that took time due to postural imbalances, due to strains, injuries over time. It caught up to him. So we've put him on the decompression table that we have. We call it a VAX decompression table. And it's a bit different than other tables. But what we've done since putting him on the table is we've allowed there's more space in between his discs so he can heal better, and he's already getting a really good result. Doesn't always happen at the beginning for every patient like that, but in his case, after 4 or 5 visits, he's feeling immensely better. So the thing is that all these disc injuries, which we see a tremendous amount of nowadays, are being dealt with essentially, it seems, either dealing with it, taking pain medication, going to see if you're a surgical candidate. But there's an option that is much more safer and much more holistic than any of those, which is doing decompression to see if your body can induce more space between the discs. And certain decompression tables, there's a few on the market. We're very grateful to have one. The VAX-D decompression are one of only two, as far as I know today, one of only two types of decompression that show that it lowers intradiscal pressure. That's a fancy way, Daryl, of saying that it helps suck the disc back in so you can provide more space in that area. And that's the whole idea of the table, to give the individual more space between the disc so the disc stop bulging into the nerve and causing the pain that they get down into their buttocks or into their legs.
I love the way the decompression table works. You know, I've had back injuries in the past, and I think anyone who's had a back injury knows that all the muscles around the injury tighten up and they don't want to let go. And I remember I went to a friend of mine who's a physiotherapist, and they tried a bunch of things, and it loosened things up long enough for me to get back out into my car and sit in my car, and by the time I'd driven home, everything was all tight again. And it's just like the muscles think they're doing a good job by protecting you, and they get all tight. With the decompression VAX table, and correct me if I'm wrong here, it kind of gently sort of puts a little pressure to pull it aside, and then relaxes, and then pulls it out again. And it kind of just, it works with the muscle to kind of say, hey, I'm on your side, we're going to do this together. And it just logically loosens things up.
I can tell you've been studying, Daryl. Well done.
Thank you.
That was perfect explanation. See, traction is the other methods that have done in the past, and exactly what you said with traction, once you pull the spine, it guards, it tightens, it doesn't really allow the spine to be pulled apart any further, so you can have more space. And when I mean pulling, I mean, a lot of people say, does it hurt? And I go, no, it doesn't hurt. On the contrary, you feel way better when you're on the VAX decompression table. But it gently separates the vertebrae so the disc can get some space, and then as soon as it feels the body pulling, it lets go. It's called the biofeedback mechanism.
Right.
So therefore, at the end of the decompression session, you have way more space than you would have if it was just pulling via traction or other decompression tables.
And the space you've gained isn't likely to retract and go back to where it was, because it all happened in sort of an organic manner.
Exactly, and you want to get as much as possible. That's why the protocol, it's not just putting people on a table and decompressing them. There's a whole protocol we use at our clinic that's been used since 2007, 2008, and it's worked immensely well, and the results have been fantastic. And since I bought the center a few years ago, I've been seeing that. It's quite impressive, hence why I bought the clinic. I was seeing in my practice, I've been doing this for 15 years, and there's certain people that I really can't do much for other than help balance them and hope that balancing them will decrease some of the symptoms they get. And we're talking about low back, but it's obviously in the neck as well. So decompression is for your cervical spine, your neck, and your low back. So anybody experiencing pain going down their legs or into the buttocks, what we consider sciatica, or have been diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, or also if you have anything in your neck, it'll be going down your arms. So a lot of people say, you know what, I have numbness and tingling in my hands all the time, or one of my hands is extremely weak compared to the other one, and they'll assume it's a muscle issue, but it's actually because the disc is actually affecting the nerve flow in the neck, which is going down your arm. So anybody with arm symptoms or leg symptoms, for lack of better terms, that's a nerve symptom if you feel it, is most likely something to do with the disc. But obviously that's why we tell people, come in, let's check it first. For example, the person that came in with the shin splint, we had to check to see if it was actually shin splints before we could go to the disc issue. When we ruled out that it was more than shin splints, we found the disc involvement.
And I think that's something our listeners have to keep in mind too, is whatever you're dealing with and whoever you're seeing for it, make sure that they're looking, you know, as Dr. Niz does, at the big picture. Like, again, it's something presents itself in the shins, but it might be caused by something that's happening in your back or your spine. So again, holistic, whole picture. you know, don't just treat the symptom, treat the cause.
Absolutely. That's the only way to get results.
Now, we have someone on the line already who's talking about a lower back, so we'll bring Harry on board and just, hey, Harry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yes, 3 or 4 years ago, I fell off a roof and landed on solid concrete, and nothing was broken after extreme examination and x-rays were taken and so forth. I was kind of lucky, but I did have a decompressed disc, and after a lot of therapy and the inversion table, it settled down and was good. But lately, I went ahead and, you know how a cat stretches in the morning before, or a dog mm-hmm. before they go ahead and do their thing? Well, I stretched in bed, and I think I pulled my sciatica, where you're explaining about the pain in your buttocks and shooting down your leg kind of thing. So do you need to do an MRI to find out exactly?
That's a great question, Harry. You know, an MRI will give us conclusive information on where the disc bulge is, if there is a disc bulge, if it's on the left or right, and exactly how big it is. But we don't necessarily need to do an MRI to conclude that there is a disc injury that could be helped by the VAX decompression table. We do testing at the clinic. We also take a look at your history, and we can mm-hmm. do plain film x-rays, which, believe it or not, give us a lot of information. The plain okay. film x-ray is very, very simple to do, and what's great about it is we can see a lot just with that.
Right, so yeah, I've been receiving some treatment for it with a therapist kind of thing, but I mean, at the end of the day, and I do believe in chiropractors, because when your body is out of line, it's like having a bad wheel alignment and you put on brand new tires. You haven't done anything, but you know, you might wear out the tires, so you have to align your body, and then it has an opportunity to regenerate itself and basically mend, because there is a reason why there's pain if your system is out of whack, right?
Harry, you should be doing this show. That was the best explanation.
Yeah, way to step on my toes.
I've heard of
there,
chiropractic from someone else. That's exactly it. And this is the thing. A lot of people have this misconception that chiropractic is going to fix you. The body's built perfectly. It fixes itself. Our job as chiropractors is to put you back in alignment so you can, as you said, I love that word, mend. Your body is a self-healing mechanism. That's our job, is to put it back into that. So you're 100% correct.
Yes. So where are you located, city center? Are you downtown?
Yeah, we're downtown, right across from City Hall. So we're on the corner of 100th Street and 103 Avenue.
Yes, yeah, okay.
Easy access
and
by.
And the number is 422-1087.
You got it.
Okay.
Give him a call, Harry. Give him a call today and save yourself some money. They'll be offering a $50 reduction off a new patient exam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just may do that. Very
great.
Good.
Thanks, Harry.
Thank you kindly.
Take care.
Yeah, it's surprising what you can do to hurt yourself, isn't it? Like he said, he just stretched. And I know sometimes I've stretched too and thought, oh, I overdid that. And I think, that was just a stretch.
And that's the thing. We don't know what our bodies are. The most resilient piece of machinery on the planet today. It's amazing how you can beat up your body the way we beat them up nowadays, emotionally, physically, and chemically, and still get up the next morning. So the thing is, a lot of people assume that if they don't feel pain after they've had an incident, that everything must be okay. Now, what the body does physiologically is it adapts to the condition so you can keep moving forward. That's the hunter and gatherer. See, if we were to stop when we hurt ourselves and we were hunters and gatherers, we'd either get left by the tribe because we're no good to them anymore, or you'd get eaten by an animal. So the body's not designed that way. It's designed to keep moving forward. Now, there's a misconception that if you keep moving forward and you're not feeling the pain anymore, then everything must be fine.
Yeah.
This is why I tell people it's important to get checked up. But I have friends that say, okay, Niz, if that's the case, how do I actually know? I said, do some range of motion. Try to touch your toes. See how your neck moves. Those are perfect examples if you're working well or not, because full range of motion is an indicator. If you can't touch your toes, or you can't twist very well, or you can't move your neck and do a shoulder check, then something's obviously wrong. That's without symptoms. Now, if you have symptoms, that's simply just your body's way of talking to you. It's saying, hey, I need some help. And if you don't help it, it starts yelling at you, which you know what that means at times, which is extreme pain and discomfort.
A lot to know, a lot to learn. We're talking to Dr. Nizar Saab from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. If you think you have something that needs some attention, by all means, give them a call. If you call today, Jolene and Donnie are down there at the office taking calls and booking appointments. If you call today, you'll receive $50 off a new patient exam. And because they get so busy, they're usually only open up to 20 new patients whenever Dr. Niz is on the air. So don't hang around kind of think it over. If there's something that needs attention, by all means, pick up the phone, give them a call, 780-422-1087. If you have a question for us, by all means, send us a text, 630-630. We'll be back with much more. We're going to talk about peripheral neuropathy when we return to talk to the experts on 630 CHED.
Feel the net and help to find the cure. 630 CHED and Booster Juice are making sure everyone is a winner this Oilers season. For every Edmonton Oilers goal, Booster Juice is donating $50 to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. That's right, when the Oilers score, we all win. 630 CHED and Booster Juice. Together, we are making progress towards prevention and a cure for juvenile diabetes. To see how much money has been raised, go to the Oilers page at 630CHED.com.
To get you ready for winter, the Volkswagen 10-day sale is now on in Alberta. You'll find great lease offers starting from 0% for 36 months on select models or up to $2,000 bonus cash on other select models. So if there's a new affordable Jetta or winter-ready Tiguan SUV you've got your eye on, now is the time to come and see your Volkswagen dealer. Hurry, these offers won't last forever. The 10-day sale ends February 1st. Visit vwoffers.ca or your Alberta Volkswagen dealer for details.
The Action Furnace Guy. He's the guy with the fixed right or it's free guarantee. Knowledgeable, dependable, and good-looking. At least according to his mother.
Nobody does home comfort like Action Furnace. If you want the job done right by a company who stands by their service, guarantees you energy savings, and offers a lowest price apples-to-apples guarantee, check them out. Action Furnace, home of the fixed right or its free guarantee. ActionFurnace.ca.
Daddy, Daddy.
Yeah, sweetie?
Me and Alice want to show you our dance show.
Let's do it. You look great. Well, that's really great, girls.
Wait, we're not done.
More? This is, I love dance.
All 12-millimeter laminate flooring is on sale at Rona and Rona Home and Garden. From Thursday the 21st to Wednesday the 27th, buy one box in stock and get 50% off the second one. Rona, good plan. Details at rona.ca.
Hey, is everything okay?
Ugh, I'm trying to cut back on smoking, and it's been
a latte for Andre? I've got a latte for Andre.
It's Andrea. It's not Andre. Seriously, how hard is it to spell Andrea? You know, you're almost there. You just add an A. It's a woman's name. I'm a woman. Do I look like a man? Don't answer that.
We're gonna go.
When you're cutting back on smoking, the smallest things can set you off. New Thrive Complete Gum reduces cravings and symptoms like irritability, frustration, anxiety, and restlessness. Thrive Complete Gum. Keep small things small. Always read and follow the label to be sure this product is right for you.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Baumler from HGTV with a must-see event at this year's Edmonton Renovation Show. For 3 days only, January 29th to the 31st at the Edmonton Expo Center. Bring along that to-do list you've been ignoring and get great deals from Edmonton's best home and renovation experts. Plus, I'll be there giving you some Baumler-approved advice and inspiration. The Edmonton Renovation Show, January 29th to the 31st. Buy your tickets online and save $3, courtesy of Renovation Find at EdmontonRenovationShow.com.
Feeling the economic slowdown? Has it threatened your job or left you without one? If so, consider furthering your education with Olds College.
Olds College can help you develop your skill set and employability, preparing you for when the economy rebounds.
Register today for the Land Agent Program. This two-year diploma program equips graduates with the skills needed to work with industry, government, and landowner stakeholders for well sites, pipeline routes, highways, utilities, and green energy sites.
Apply online today at oldscollege.ca.
Imagine the best of TV for everyone, everywhere. Of one place where it all comes together. It's here. Crave TV, featuring the best from Showtime, including Ray Donovan, The Affair, Homeland, and the new hit series, Billions. Stream on. Crave TV is now available to everybody. All you need to get it is the internet. Sign up to start your one-month trial.
630 CHED is Edmonton's number one commercial radio for news, talk, and sports. When you advertise with 630 CHED, you promote your product or service to engage listeners who demonstrate a higher recall of your ad. To learn more, visit 630CHED.com and click on the advertise icon.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. We're with Dr. Nizar Saab, Dr. Niz from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. There are people standing by, as we mentioned before, if you want to book an appointment. If you book today with Jolene and Donnie, they're in the office on the backstage compression table. Yeah. Or you know, if there's anything else you need to have looked at, $50 off a new patient exam if you call in today. They're only open to 20 new spots. You don't want to hesitate. 422-1087. And, you know, right off the bat, when I mentioned this just before we took a break, one of our listeners came through with a text. They're asking if you direct bill.
Yes, we do. We direct all available insurance companies, which makes it a little easier. So if people come in for a new patient exam and they're given the $50 gift certificate, the remaining is direct billed to private insurance if they do have coverage. And we do that for all chiropractic and massage services that we have. We've recently, I've been doing this for 15 years, and this is the eighth clinic I've owned, and we've always had massage therapists working with me. I looked long and hard to find a massage therapist that I felt comfortable with in regards to being able to work with me in posture restoration. Posture is so important. It's the most important. And I was very fortunate to find Jared Hansen, who's now working at our office downtown. He completely understands the concept of posture. He's a martial artist, which I think this probably has a lot to do with that. He's got a couple black belts, so we don't mess with him. But he's an awesome guy, and we're now offering massage, which we can direct bill at the clinic as well.
No, I was, I think I was late in life before I ever had a massage, and I went for to a massage therapist, so it's not like the kind of relaxing massage you see people getting on the beach. They cause a lot of pain, but I guess, you know, they really get in there, and they're a little bit...
Well, there's a technique involved, and this is why what I really appreciate about Jarrett when I was interviewing for massage therapists is it's a simple approach. If you are in too much pain, you increase cortisol level. If you increase cortisol level, which is stress hormone, muscles tighten. So you want to make sure you don't go to that. You know, it's nice to get deep tissue, but at the same time, you don't want to overstimulate the muscle to the point where you're tightening up like crazy because it defeats the purpose. So this is what's great working with Jarrett. He just started and he's already very busy. And it's a very great adjunct to what I do with all our patients, which is help restore their posture. So it's working out really great.
So he doesn't have that real mean streak, is that what you're saying?
Not at all. He's a sweet guy, and I love is he communicates really well to patients.
Perfect. Now, we want to talk about peripheral neuropathy, and I see our first break went a little bit long, and now we've got about a minute and a half till the news break. Let's tell people what peripheral neuropathy is. So if people out there have these symptoms and they didn't realize that it might be peripheral neuropathy, we'll kind of like give them the hook that, hey, this is what you may or may not have, and we're going to talk about it after.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, when you say the word peripheral neuropathy, people really don't know what it is. If you say diabetic neuropathy, they might know it because if they have diabetes, but essentially what peripheral neuropathy or diabetic neuropathy means is you're getting your nerve endings dying in either your feet or your hands. It's most commonly in the lower legs and the feet. So essentially, if anybody has issues in their feet, you know, that cause numbness or tingling, if they have extremely sensitive feet, like hypersensitive feet, weak feet, but probably the most glaring characteristics for neuropathy patients that I've dealt with has been intense burning pain. So it's really any of the above.
Usually at night, right?
Yeah, usually at night, intense burning pain, or sometimes on the other end of the spectrum, which is freezing. But when they touch their foot, it's just warm. So what's happening is the nerve endings are dying off and they can't actually feel what's happening in the foot anymore. And a big issue with that is you lost of balance. So if it's hard for people to balance on their feet, so we need to deduce if it's actually neuropathy or a disc issue coming from your low back. But we always tell people if you have diabetes and you're diagnosed with diabetes, it could be a good chance, because 7 out of 10 people that have diabetes have neuropathy. So you want to get checked out.
But have to be a diabetic.
Exactly.
We
get a lot of people coming in that aren't diabetics as well.
Got to take a news break. We'll be back with Dr. Nizar Saab, City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. There are people standing by right now. If you want to give them a call and be one of the 20 new patients patients that Dr. Nizar is taking today. 422-1087. Give him a call, 780-422-1087. We'll be back with much more about peripheral neuropathy and a whole lot more on Talk to the Experts after the news on 630 CHED.
Take a look out your window. How does it look? Pretty Canadian. While we don't want to feed stereotypes, we can proudly say we know how to handle our winters inside and out. With Lexus all-wheel drive and an interior designed with luxury and comfort in mind, you can tackle any Canadian winter driving condition in style. Your window of opportunity is open. Book your test drive today.
Right now, for a limited time, receive up to $6,000 in cash purchase credits on the purchase of remaining 2015 Lexus IS models. Visit LexusEdmontonArea.ca or your Edmonton area Lexus dealer for details.
This is a real-life newsflash. Reports are coming in that space fugitives Rick and Morty are taking refuge on Adult Swim, a TV dimension that's now more widely available in Canada. I repeat, this is real life. This is not a commercial.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Oh, easy. You're going to kill him.
Wake up, Morty. We're in a promo commercial. This isn't real life.
I just said it was real life.
He's a promotion from Planet Promos. He'll say anything to get you to watch our show.
Our show?
Yes, Rick and Morty. Watch it Sundays at 11:30 on Adult Swim.
It's a promo commercial. No. I got to blow it up before it makes a bad first impression.
Lyle Mortimer of Stewart & Craig Financial Corporation.
A big part of our business is working with home builders. When builders need financing to put up a new home or renovate an existing home, they come to us. Most often, once the financing is approved, the money is available within a week. We believe investing in home builders is a real good investment in our economy.
First we listen, then we help. Stewart & Craig Financial Corporation, scfc.ca. Call 780-436-6244.
630 CHED. News, traffic, and weather together.
Good morning from the 630 CHED 24-hour news center. I'm Scott C. Bourgeois. An Edmonton man has been identified as the person whose remains were found in a burned-out car in Lamont County Sunday, January 10th. 38-year-old Junior Morris Laidley was reported missing January 13th. Medical examiner's office confirmed the identity after an autopsy. RCMP are asking anyone who may have had contact with or heard from Mr. Laidley any time during the past several weeks before January 10th to contact Fort Saskatchewan RCMP. Meantime, Mounties have not released the name of the lone suspect in a shooting rampage in northern Saskatchewan. Police say four people were killed and several others were wounded yesterday in the community of Lalosh. Suspect was arrested after shots rang out at the local high school. Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall has promised crisis support and counseling services to the school and the community. A lawyer representing several Washington state tribes has spoken against a proposed pipeline expansion project in BC and Alberta. Earth Justice lawyer Kristen Boyles tells Canadian energy regulators the pipeline will put fishing rights and cultural heritage of U.S. tribes at risk. Kinder Morgan's Trans Mountain project would nearly triple pipeline capacity to 890,000 from 300,000 barrels of crude oil a day from Alberta's oil sands to the Vancouver area. Americans from Georgia to New Jersey are hunkering down for the weekend as they wait out a blizzard that could dump 60 centimeters of snow in some areas. Thousands of accidents and at least nine deaths have already been reported on the region's roads, and forecasters say the worst is yet to come. Oilers host the Nashville Predators tonight. Game time is 8 o'clock. Pre-game show at 6:30 right here on 630 CHED. Checking 630 CHED weather. Things mostly clear today. High of minus 3. A little cloud rolling in this evening for a low of minus 9. In Edmonton, it's minus 6 degrees. Your next report is at noon. I'm Scott C. Bourgeois. News on demand at 630CHED.com.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're joined today by Dr. Nizar Saab. We like to call him Dr. Niz from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. You can find out much more at citycenterhealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E, citycenterhealth.com. And if you'd like to be one of the 20 new patients that he's taking this show, by all means, give them a call. Jolene and Donnie are standing by today. If you do call today, you'll receive $50 off their new patient exam. The phone number, 780-422-1087. And if you're wondering, yes, they do direct billing. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about peripheral neuropathy and some of the warning signs of peripheral neuropathy are, of course, intense cold or intense heat in your feet. Before that, we were talking about decompression therapy. We were talking about your one patient who had shin problems, and you determined it wasn't just something that was happening in the shins, it all came back to the back. So we have situations of pain in the lower extremities that were caused by neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy, and some that are caused by compression in the back. How do you tell the difference between the two?
That's a great question, and that's why we do the assessment. You know, we've had a patient recently come in who assumed that she was dealing with peripheral neuropathy and it ended up being a disc injury. So this is why we do the testing. I always tell people, if you've got any sort of condition, and what I mean by condition is something that you are dealing with on a daily basis, that some sort of symptom, some sort of pain, weakness, numbness, tingling, burning, anything that doesn't feel right. People can read their body. They know when something that doesn't feel right. If you've been diagnosed with something and you're on taking medication as well for a long period of time because of the pain and symptom and so forth, there's something happening, obviously. There's something causing this. So what we do is we obviously, for peripheral neuropathy, we get people to call in and we offer a free evaluation. So what that means is we bring people in and we do peripheral neuropathy testing using the Toronto Clinical Scoring Method for peripheral neuropathy to first find out if they actually have peripheral neuropathy. Mm-hmm. And if we do, we educate about the programs we use to holistically help with the nerves rather than just cover the symptom up, which is conventional right now.
Right.
Most people are taking things like Lyrica or other sort of drugs that cover the symptoms of the feet. If they don't have peripheral neuropathy, then we move and we say, okay, great, that we can check that box off. Let's see what's happening with your low back. Potentially what's happening is there could be a disc injury or some other injuries in your lower spine that are causing the issues you're having with your feet. And the same goes for your neck. So, you know, there's neuropathy in the hands, which could be, it could also be not neuropathy. Mm-hmm. So it could be differentiated in that it's actually a disc injury in your low neck. So we need to differentiate which one it is, but we do it via testing. And that's the whole idea why we take x-rays. But in regards to neuropathy, there is a neuropathy clinical scoring method that we use, and it's a great indicator. So we use that first for anybody that potentially could be suffering with neuropathy, simply because it's probably the most debilitating and devastating condition we have today, and it's increasing with the amount of people that are getting diabetes. It's as if, Daryl, you're on your feet and you can't feel them, and you have to try to balance.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's sharp pains at time into the feet that cause you to not be able to function on your feet properly. And then at night, as you had mentioned, that you get this burning pain at night. And then when you touch your feet, they're not hot at all. So that's why we want to rule out neuropathy, because neuropathy, like I said earlier in a segment, means that you have damaged nerve endings. If you do, we want to try to regrow those nerve endings as soon as possible.
I was just going to say,
before it's too late.
The longer you wait, the worse it's going to get.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't just think this is going to just cure itself or go away. If you're getting that kind of extreme pain, talk to somebody. I mean, ideally, talk to Dr. Niz, but talk to somebody for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of these things where neuropathic pain is really difficult to control, and for years only, the only treatments available were analgesic drugs sold over the counter or heavy-duty drugs that have severe side effects. And the issue with that is you're only covering the symptom up. And believe it or not, the bigger issue with that in regards to peripheral neuropathy, in taking these drugs, you are intoxicating the body, which is then killing or damaging the nerve endings even more. So it's kind of like a catch-22. You're going nowhere with it.
Your worst case scenario isn't even the fact that you're not treating it, you're actually making it worse.
Absolutely. And I always tell people, you know, the medication is a last resort. It's there, thank God, it can save your life. Well, I'm grateful we have drugs and surgery. It's just that it shouldn't be the first resort.
So what do you use to deal with it?
Oh, great question. The whole idea is you want to help holistically heal the body. So in regards to holistically healing the body, what you're trying to do is induce treatment that helps regrow the nerve endings. So we use the K-Laser Cube. We were the only clinic in Edmonton that has a K-Laser Cube right now. And the K-Laser Cube is a high-end class 4 laser. And essentially what K-Laser Cube does is it helps stimulate red blood cells in the area of damage, and then it helps heal your body quicker. So the K-Laser actually doesn't heal you. It helps your body heal itself quicker. So if you've had any sort of, it works great for injuries too. I'm using it right now currently on my wrist, which I've aggravated. We've done it for tons of injuries. But in regards to the neuropathy treatment, we have been using different lasers in the past that did a really good job. But since getting the K-Laser Cube, it's allowed us to get the results to another level for patients who have plateaued. So it's going really well with our K-Laser in regards to peripheral neuropathy. But as I mentioned to you before, Daryl, it's awesome for all other injuries as well.
You know, you use the expression a lot about we just try to get the body to a position where it can heal itself, and I think that's a great approach. And I just wanted to mention to our listeners, too, whenever you're talking to whatever health provider you're dealing with, if you're dealing with a symptom, make sure you demand to know. It's your body. Ask your provider, is this the cause of the, like, what is the cause of my condition? Never mind just treat the symptom. What is the cause? I mean, that with Dr. Niz, that's just something they do as a matter of course. And it's again, it's your body. You want to look after it. You want to make sure that what they're treating is actually what's causing everything. If you want to, if you'd like to book an appointment with Dr. Niz, by all means, give their office a call, 422-1087. Jolene and Donnie are there right now. They'll be booking your consultation with Dr. Niz. And if you call today, because of the fact that Dr. Niz is with us on the air, you'll receive $50 off a new patient exam. They only open up 20 new spots every time he's on the air. Don't be left out. 422-1087. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that Dr. Niz specializes in, and you only hear it when we're talking to Dr. Niz. It's all about posture and how it influences everything we do. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Trade and upgrade at Edmonton's best new GM vehicle dealer, Capital GMC Buick. Get out of your old vehicle and behind the wheel of a brand new 2015 5.3-liter V8 GMC Sierra Crew Cab. 4x4 with keyless entry, power windows, and backup camera. MSRP $44,430 on sale now for only $34,720 plus GST. Bring in your trade, you'll pay off that Christmas credit card bill. See dealer for details. Trade and upgrade at Capital GMC Buick on the corner of 97th and 34th Avenue in Edmonton. CapitalGMCBuick.ca.
Hi, I'm Steve Weil, the CEO here at the Mustard Seed. Change is possible. I see it every day in the lives of the men and women we serve. With your support, we are helping people make positive life changes, and we are addressing the root causes of poverty and homelessness in Alberta. Together, we are making a difference. Thank you for your support. Visit theseed.ca to find out more about our programs and services.
Your family together on a Share Everything plan from Rogers will help you save toward those special family moments this winter.
Nice, Dad.
Like snowboarding with your son for the very first time.
Bend your knees!
Even if that means a few wipeouts. The more family members you add, the more you save on your Share Everything plan from Rogers. See your local Rogers store or visit rogers.com for details.
Thank you, Alberta. I'm Captain Pam Goodyear from the Salvation Army. Your generous donations and countless volunteer hours in 2015 have helped make a difference for many. We couldn't do it without you, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Together, we've brought hope and changed lives in our community. Learn more about our programs and services at salvationarmy.ca.
Hockey doesn't start with a face-off. And it doesn't end with a buzzer. It starts with a passion. A passion that's been passed on. A calling that every Canadian can hear. It's the feeling you get when you first skate onto the ice. It's the feeling you share with a nation. And it's the feeling that lasts far beyond the buzzer.
The love of the game that connects us all starts early with Timbits Hockey, which is why Tim Hortons is proud to support over 75,000 boys and girls who play each year.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're joined today by Dr. Nizar Saab, or Dr. Niz, as we like to call him behind the scenes, from City Center Health Edmonton Chiropractic. They're downtown by City Hall. Ideally, you can get there by the LRT or any way you'd like. 780-422-1087 is their phone number if you call today. Jolene and Donnie are standing by. How long will Jolene and Donnie be in the office?
They'll be in the office probably for a few hours after until we can return all the calls. We tend to get a lot of voicemail because the phones are busy. We only use two lines. So anybody that leaves a voice message will have their call returned for today. That's our guarantee. And if we get messages after the girls leave the office today. We'll definitely return them first thing Monday morning.
Okay, and if you do call today, you'll be entitled to $50 off a new patient exam when you see Dr. Niz. And again, they usually only open up about 20 spots. That's what they can handle, so you don't want to be left out. 422-1087. Now, before the break, we talked about something that has become, essentially, with our lifestyle today, an epidemic, and that's posture.
Here, let me stand up while we talk about this, Daryl.
Yeah, well, I'll be stretching over here. Hopefully not like our caller, you know, overstretch.
Well, it's funny because we just wanted to get some water and we stood up, got out of our chairs and went for a little walk. And that's one of the tips that we tell people. It's called the 20-20 rule. If you're sitting for 20 minutes, just stand up for 20 seconds. The reason we give these tips is because a lot of people don't understand how devastating sitting is to your health. Some people call sitting the new smoking. It's so abnormal for the human species to sit the way we do today, but we're so used to it, we assume it's okay.
Yeah.
If an architect was to look at the human structure and know what we're doing to it, they would probably say that's a great way to degenerate it really quickly. So because of the chronic sitting that we have, and even the chronic sedentary lifestyles that we have, we're not moving as much as we did back in the day. Our body is developing this forward flexion, or what we call forward head posture. And most people can see it. If you look at your friends or your partners, husbands, wives, kids, look at them from the side, you'll see how far forward their neck is. If you were to draw an imaginary line through their ear, it should actually go through the middle of their shoulder. So if you're looking at someone from the side, and you drew an imaginary line through their ear, that line should go right through the middle of their shoulder. If it's not, they're dealing with what we call forward head posture. And we're seeing it in kids today more than ever because of iPads, texting, you name it. And the problem is that completely deteriorates the spine in a very rapid way and puts a lot of stress on the muscles as well. So what most people will pick up from it is not, oh geez, my joints hurt. They'll pick up my muscles hurt first, because now your muscles are working harder than they've ever had to carry your body weight. We call them stretch weaknesses, or we call them short weaknesses, which means the muscles either overstretched for too long period of time, which causes a ton of pain. I don't know if you've had this before, but a lot of people will come into our clinic and say, my shoulders are killing me, like in the back of my shoulders, my base of my neck, the front of my neck, or bottom of my skull. All these muscles are postural muscles that are not in their original positions anymore and are overworking. So when you get out of bed, the first thing you're doing is starting to contract those muscles that are already overworked. And by mid-morning or midday, you're wondering why you got a lot of muscle pain. It's always a postural issue. Fundamentally, posture is always the issue for everybody that comes in, even if it's with neuropathy, decompression, no matter what the injury is. And what I mean it's always an issue is that if you have a posture that's not aligned properly, as Harry was saying when he called in, your body's not allowed to heal at optimal levels. So that's the whole idea of posture restoration programs at our clinic. What we do is we assess the posture of the individual, then show them how to retrain it back to original position. And 99 out of 100 times, there's potential. The only time there isn't is if you're fused, and we don't see that too often. So as long as you're not fused, you can always retrain your posture back into its original position. And the reason, again, we do that is because posture in original position means your body's working at 100% function. That's the whole goal of posture restoration programs. And if we get you back to that level of full healing function, then whatever you're dealing with, headaches, sore shoulders, hand pain, wrist pain, leg pain, then goes away because your body heals it.
Yeah, I think a lot of young people look and they see older people who are stooped over, and you know, as they're walking down the street, they're primarily just looking at the sidewalk because their heads are so far forward, and they think, oh well, that's just, you know, age, you're going to end up like that, but you don't have to.
Well, if that was true, then every old person would be doing that.
That's right.
So that's why some aren't and some are. It's defined by what happened in that person's life to push them forward and put more weight. It's a physics thing. You know, if you ever hold a bowling ball close to your body and it weighs about 12 pounds, it's easier to hold. But then you hold it away from your body, so you're holding it out with arms outstretched, and the weight of the ball is heavier. That's the same thing that happens with the body and the head weight. So if you have your head in original position, it weighs what it's supposed to weigh. But if you stick your neck out, kind of like a chicken sticking it out forward posture, what happens is it actually puts more weight on your neck muscles and your body.
I'm assuming most people today probably have poor posture. But what would be some of the warning signs that I might experience that would make me sit up and go, okay, I've got to pick up the phone and call Dr. News?
For headaches, for sure. Headaches, most definitely. Migraines, anything to do with neck discomfort, sore shoulders, because it's that drag, it's the head weight dragging you forward that's pulling your whole upper body forward. And those are probably the most common, but then we see a lot of people suffering low back pain simply because their body's too far forward and their low back is holding them up and working harder all day than it has to.
Okay, and what are the factors that would contribute toward poor posture? Like we talked about, if you have a desk job and you're sitting at your desk over a computer most of the day, you're a good candidate.
Yeah.
What, walking down the street, always looking at your cell phone?
Anything with what we call forward flexion posture. It's a fancy way of saying your head's looking down or forward. So you hit it right on the head, Daryl. It's texting, working on computers all day. Sitting down is the worst one because you have to look forward. So even with what we have nowadays, which are stand-up desks, which are great, I have an attachment on my desk which helps me bring my laptop higher. That's much better. But you still got to watch what your neck's doing. So even though you're standing, which is, check that box off, fantastic. Mm-hmm. If you're still looking down while you're standing, you're still putting your head into forward flexion. So that's the thing. Anything that tilts your nose down is going to be an indicator of your body going to be dragging forward, pulling the muscles in the back of your neck, which is why people, well, a major contributor. In research they did on 6,000 headache sufferers, they found one common denominator with every headache sufferer, and it was forward head posture. So, I mean, that's just the definitive of why a lot of people are getting headaches. Because many people will come in and say, well, Dr. Niz, I get it because hormones or the environment or the air. And I get that. So they're 100% right. But they don't get the headache because of that. That's the stimulus to the body that causes the body to react. The question we should be asking is, why does my body react that way? And it's usually because of extremely tight muscles and misalignment in the neck. And then the body deals with the stressor, and then it fires off the nerve improperly, producing a symptom.
I can only think that any effort you put into your posture today is going to pay off in such incredible dividends down the road. People, you know, I think so many people just expect to feel bad when they're older. But when they get older and it starts to happen to them, they don't. It's not fun.
No.
Like, look after your posture. Floss and watch your feet. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Watch,
well, you know what's funny?
Wash,
We're seeing a lot of younger generation. I'm seeing more people in their 20s today, early 20s, than I've ever seen in 15 years. So there's an indicator there.
Coming to you for posture.
Absolutely, yeah. Coming for posture restoration because something's happening. They're starting to see themselves, or they're starting to deal with, you know, headaches at such a young age, which is completely abnormal. So you definitely, and what you just said there, I always tell patients, I said, listen, as good as you're feeling now and as great as your posture is, you know, starting to go back to original position and you're not getting the headaches anymore and your hands are numb and numbness and tingling, which we love, those are results. Mm-hmm. I tell them, wait for 10 years from now because you just saved yourself a lot of pain in the future and a lot of dysfunction and a lot of what we call dis-ease. You know, the word disease is used improperly in society. What disease simply means is dis-ease, out of ease. So the reason we get a lot of dis-ease or disease in the future is because our body's not functioning right. So we've got to be very serious about posture and realize that this has a lot to do with what's happening in, you know, as you get older, in you know, the epidemics that we have nowadays with heart disease, cancer, diabetes. You know, I'm not suggesting that because your posture's off, you're going to get it, but if your posture's not working well, it certainly doesn't help the situation.
We're talking to Dr. Nizar Saab from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. If this sounds like something you would like to talk to Dr. Nizar about, by all means, give them a call. Call today. If you call today, you're eligible for a $50 reduction off the new patient exam. The phone number is 780-422-1087. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
The 630 CHED Street Team is hitting the road in our 2015 GMC Terrain from Northgate Chevrolet Buick GMC.
Up the Henday or down the White Mud?
From the north side to the south side.
Rexall Place, Commonwealth Stadium, Churchill Square, and back again.
We're busy heading all over town for the best events in the city.
Watch for the 630 CHED Street Team at a community event near you.
Find out what's happening in Edmonton by heading to the events page at 630ched.com.
The 630 CHED Street Team, powered by Northgate Chevrolet Buick GMC.
Oh, hello. I'm Buck, the free-range chicken, here to chat about Shaw's free-range TV app.
because if you're like me, there's nothing finer than watching TV on the couch, or in the kitchen, or the backyard.
Or as I soak in the bathtub. Now, ladies, try to contain your imaginations.
Watch TV on the fly with Shaw's free-range TV app. Included for Shaw TV customers. Conditions apply.
It wakes you up. It starts your day. It can forecast your commute and the weather. It can play your favorite songs or your kids' favorite songs. And it helps you get home safe. It's hands-free, hassle-free, worry-free, no assembly required. It's been there your entire life. It may have even saved your life. And the best part is, it's 100% free. AM or FM, AM to PM, radio. There when you need it, and even when you don't.
Some furnace deals can leave you either hot or cold. But this one from Reliance, the furnace company, does both. Right now, get a $1,500 Visa prepaid card when you buy a featured heating and cooling system. $1,500? That kind of hot deal gives me the chills, but in a good way. Extra spending money, comfort year-round. Only from Reliance, the furnace company. Conditions apply. For details, call 1-866-RELIANCE. Because at Reliance, we're not comfortable until you are.
Difficult hearing doesn't have to be a problem if you have the right solution. Hi, this is Morley Scott, and if you or someone you know is having difficulties hearing, it's time to visit the Hearing Care Clinic. Alana and her staff can provide you with the best possible hearing care for your individual needs. Make an appointment today to have your hearing evaluated at hearingcareedmonton.com. That's hearingcareedmonton.com. Or you can visit the Hearing Care Clinic on the second level of London Dairy Mall. The Hearing Care Clinic. You'll like what you hear.
There. I think we're finally winterized.
Edmonton Nut and Bolt can help you combat the cold. They always have the right supplies when you need them. Tools, abrasives, industrial lubricants, and more. Edmonton Nut and Bolt. More than just fasteners. Open in Edmonton, Lloydminster, Wetaskiwin, and Nisku.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Nizar Saab. Dr. Niz from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. You can give him a call, 422-1087, if you'd like to book an appointment. We covered a lot of stuff today.
Always do.
Always do, yeah. Just a quick recap. Decompression therapy, ideal for?
Disc herniation, sciatica, disc bulges, essentially low back pain, chronic low back pain, and especially low back pain with leg symptoms as well, you know, pain in leg. And also we don't talk so much about neck issues, but neck issues are just the same, right? So anything that you have chronic neck pain or you have chronic numbness, tingling, weakness in your arms, it could be a disc in your neck that's suffering as well.
The VAX decompression tables, great tool. You're one of the few people in Canada, I think, who have a few. We're lucky to have them here in Edmonton. We explained how they work, just gently relax the muscles out in a logical fashion rather than try and put too much pressure on and the muscles just, you know, react the wrong way. Peripheral neuropathy, you've got the K lasers.
Yeah, the K laser cube is awesome. It's I've been doing this for 15 years and I've just become acquainted with lasers in the last two or three, and I've never seen a better laser than the K laser cube, and the fact of how quickly we can do it. The sessions don't last very long. That's the thing. You don't need to sit there for 50 minutes. Some sessions are 6 minutes, 8 minutes, and it just stimulates your body to heal a lot quicker than it is.
Brad, I mean, bottom line is, and we're always trying to stress this, you look after the whole body. Your philosophy is we help the body get to a position where it can heal itself, and you've got some of the best tools in Edmonton to make that happen. If people would like to get a hold of you, best way to do it is to call, and to call today. Whenever Dr. Niz is on our show, he always opens up 20 new spots for new patients, and he has Jolene and Donnie in the office today taking phone calls. When you call, you'll receive $50 off your new patient exam if you call today. So this is a one-time, today-only offer, 780-422-1087. That number again, 780-422-1087. You can find out more at citycenterhealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E, the Canadian spelling of center, citycenterhealth.com. It's City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. You've been listening to Dr. Nizar Saab for the last hour. Dr. Nizar Saab, thank you so much for being with us again. I always wish we had 2 hours. We could spend a whole hour just talking about
it. I love it. This is awesome. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, stay tuned. We have more coming up in our next hour. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Proceeding was a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 630 CHED.
Pizza 73's got plenty for $20. Get two hot and fresh cheesy medium pizzas with any two toppings of your choice on each and a free 2 liter of Coke.
That's $10 per pizza plus the free Coke.
Got a bigger group? Upsize to large pizzas for just $5 more. Turn up the heat with an order of jalapeno poppers or spicy wedgies for just $5.99.
Pizza 73, your value headquarters.
Luxury crossovers. The XC90 has earned the double IHS top Volvo with safety first and luxury second to none. With the all-new XC90 of the year, setting a new standard, is calling it the best SUV of 2016. Come and meet the vehicle everyone is talking about, the XC90, by scheduling your test drive at VolvoEdmonton.com. Volvo of Edmonton, outstanding service, outstanding safety.
Peace of mind is at your fingertips with an Arrow Revolution touchscreen deadbolt from Edmonton Lock and Safe. The Arrow Revolution truly is a revolution when it comes to touchscreen security. It talks you through the setup process, so it's easy to use, but still hard to hack. The Arrow Revolution touchscreen deadbolt, a smarter, tougher, easier solution to security. Pick yours up at Edmonton Lock and Safe today. Edmonton Lock and Safe. Secure with our service. For details, call Edmonton Lock and Safe, 780-433-9500.